Welcome to Fully Present, a series of Advent podcasts produced by the Anglican Church of Canada. Our guide is the Reverend Dr. Arthur Boers. This podcast is for the first week of Christmas.
Surprise and insight. Every once in a while, something beyond our control brings us up short, causing us to question how we live. Someone has surgery, faces a life-threatening illness, or gradually recovers from a terrible accident and finds a new, slower, life-appreciative pace that helps one give thanks for each day and encourages one to pay attention to God and their loved ones. Perhaps a snowstorm causes us to cancel business as usual, or a power outage dims the lights and shuts off the television and computer. Suddenly, we have way more time on our hands, with opportunity and freedom for conversation and relaxation, nurturing relationships, and caring for ourselves. People invariably comment on how much they enjoy the respite and change of pace during such interruptions. But there is also an irony. We usually do not alter our lifestyles for long. As happy and nostalgic as that pace feels, most of us return to busyness within days, if not hours. Some years ago, I attended a consultation with Albert Borgman, a philosopher who influences my understanding of life in our consumer and technology-driven culture. A distinguished group of scholars and writers, pastors and academics pressed him on living more discerningly. Borgman insists that we have agency. Much depends on our decisiveness, deliberation, and discipline. He told of a time in his life when he felt despondent and depressed and went on retreat with a wise spiritual director. That director helped him discover what he calls focal affirmations, questions he now teaches his students. When was the last time, he asks, you could say something like the following? There's no place I would rather be. There is nothing I would rather do. There is no one I would rather be with. And this I shall remember well. Mary, treasuring and pondering all the words and events in her heart, could say any of these, I'm sure. And we were created for many such moments. But alas, we notice far too few of them. Advent and Christmas are opportunities to examine commitments and recalibrate directions. John the Baptist called us to turn around and repent, making God's priorities our own. We observe some characters who do just that, and others who ignore the challenge. We see how the Christ child came not in accomplishment and splendor, but in quietness and anonymity. His arrival, one of God's surprising interruptions, points us to a different way of life. Storms and Christmas pressures can be nuisances or obstacles, to be sure. But disruptions and interruptions are also opportunities to reevaluate, make deliberate choices, and live differently the whole year round. Like Mary, let us ponder such things in our heart.
Thanks for listening. For more information, visit www.anglican.ca/podcasts.